Yes, hello. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our presentation of the financial results for Q3. I would like to start with the usual disclaimer that this information is at group level. It has not been audited, and that it has been approved yesterday by the board of directors. Now we'll start with a short summary of our performance for the first 9 months of this year. Very similar to our message in presenting the June results, we had a very strong commercial momentum, continuing with growth of our lending loan portfolio and the lending activity in general, both on the corporate side and on the individuals side. You can see in our slide very significant growth on the loan portfolio by 15%. 23% year on year for the corporate, and another record of plus 48% year on year production for individuals for the first 9 months of this year. A very important and core component of our lending business is the sustainable financing, and we are glad to report that in the first 9 months we added new 1 billion RON in sustainable finance solutions. To our clients, both in corporate and in the retail. We have been awarded the best sustainable finance solution provider, which is confirming our position. And I will go on the next slide shortly after to also share with you about a very important event we had a few weeks ago, which is confirming our engagement in this area. Now I continue with the commercial results. Our deposits grew by 8% year on year for the first 9 months. Regarding the other important element which we follow usually, our digital engagement, and more specifically the one for the private individuals, we have increased our number of active users of the mobile app UBRD to 1.65 million users as of September. Now, all these very good financial results, commercial results, brought, of course, very good financial results in a very intensified growth momentum, actually. We managed to achieve a GOI, which grew 2% year-on-year for the first 9 months. And I would like to point out here, despite the new tax on revenues, which was put in place beginning of this year, and which is impacting, I think Simona will go in detail after, but it was significantly impacting us on the OPEX side by more than 100 million RON paid taxes for the first 9 months. Therefore, for us, GOI growing by 2% is a very good result. In this very intense commercial 9 months, we have managed to keep very good quality of our assets with NPL ratio at 2.4%, which is below the 2.5% on the market. As usually, you know, we have rather NPL rate which is below the market, and NPL coverage ratio of more than 75%, namely 78% as of September. And this ratio is also significantly above the average on the market. Going further to the quality of risk and to the cost of risk especially, we believe right now we are in the normalized moment of the cycle, and having now through the cycle level of cost of risk at 136 million RON net charge versus release compared to last year. My colleague Philip Thibault is going to detail, but we believe this cost of risk, which we have recorded, is very comfortable for us and corresponds to our projections and our risk appetite. All this brought a solid return on equity of 16% and a net profit above 1 billion RON, compared to the last year slightly below, but as I explained, coming mostly due to the additional tax which we pay on the revenues, but also the normalized cost of risk, which we believe is in line with our guidance given to you earlier. Now, if we move to the next slide, namely what I mentioned, the commitment of our bank towards the sustainability of the economy and support the economy in its transition, we had between the 15th and 17th of October the third edition of the Climate Change Summit. We are co-founding a party of this Climate Change Summit, and this event is the most important in the region, with 1.3 million people this time who were connected or watched it or were present physically in the Opera House of Bucharest. We had more than 60 international speakers and more than 30 locations where this event took place. Now I will move, give the floor to Simona, our financial director, to detail the macroeconomic development.
Thank you, Maria, and hello, everybody. Indeed, I will start by highlighting a few elements of the macroeconomic context in which BRD obtains the results that we are presenting today. Regarding the growth, the economic growth, say that growth is subdued across Europe, with the EU GDP advancing by a low 0.8% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2024. And the same characterizes the Romanian economy, which growth stepped off the European podium to which it got acquainted so far. So it seems to have prematurely embraced an autumnal vibe, as we are in October. GDP advanced by a meager 0.7% in the first half of 2024, but through with a better Q2 than Q1. The driving seat continues to be occupied among its components by the household consumption, which is underpinned by the high dynamics of income and more attractive financing conditions, while also the labor market is resilient. And given the evolution so far, for this year, we expect GDP growth to print close, but maybe rather below 2% for the full year 2024. Another important element that marked the results of our markets over the past years, inflation. We observe significant progress in taming inflation, and this is true worldwide. Euro area inflation printed at 1.7% in September versus a 4.3% 1 year ago. Similarly, inflation in Romania goes down, though the level remains still the highest in the EU, and this is important when we'll be commenting also the our cost evolution. So we have inflation printing up 4.6% in September 2024 versus 8.8% in September 2023. Nevertheless, we observe some different evolutions in the components. So on the goods price, inflation has fallen to low levels, but there are still tensions persisting in services. This points to some still lingering underlying pressures. Nevertheless, NBR estimates a further decline in inflation at 4% for year end, and only returning within its target range at the end of 2025, marking inflation estimated to print at 3.4% at 2025 end. Now, in this context, NBR is cautiously loosening the monetary policy. After maintaining the reference rate unchanged at 7% for the first half of the year, NBR did two consecutive cuts of 25 bps each during the summer. So now the reference rate stands at 6.5%. But we observed that at the last meeting held in October, no further move was done. As such, in close correlation with the reference rate, ROBOR 3 months was on a very mild decreasing path in the first half of the year, stabilizing around 6% level, with a further steepening following the 50 dips cut that I mentioned. I'd say that starting August, and ROBOR 3 months froze at the level of 5.55%. And this is due to the fact that it's anchored in the deposit facility rate with quite a good liquidity excess on the market. So this level is awaiting for a potential, though not sure further cut of 25 basis that we could expect for the last quarter of 2024. Few words on the banking system passing closer to our activity. All the prudential indicators are extremely solid. So we see comfortable capital adequacy with a 24% capital adequacy ratio at the June end versus an EU level of 20%. Liquidity is also strong. Loan to deposit continues to head down at the banking system level, 66% at the end of June versus EU, a level above 100%. LCR also above 200%, more precisely 245% at June versus a close to 160% for EU. Asset quality is also solid. The Romanian banking system is classified into the EBA's low risk bucket. NPL is true, shows a slight increase, but remains at a low 2.5% versus 1.9% at EU level. And the coverage level is also comfortably close to 70% versus rather closer to 40% level at EU. For EU. Also, the banking system has delivered a very good profitability, so implicitly it has a very good capital generation capacity. Lastly, important to be mentioned for the banking system overall, the evolution of the loans and deposits. So the loans at market level increased by close to 8% year on year at end of August, while deposits rose by 11% year on year at end of August. These are the main elements for the macroeconomic context. Now I pass the floor to Madalina Teodorescu.
Thank you very much, Kimona. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining us today. We are excited to share the commercial progress we made in our commitment to sustainable growth, technological advancement, and customer service, all of which solidify our position in the competitive market. A key pillar, looking into the slide, the key pillar of our strategy has been enhancing our digital channels across all segments. In today's world, convenience and accessibility are key, and we are committed to provide a seamless digital banking experience. We've significantly upgraded our online and mobile banking platforms, making it easier for customers to manage their finance on the go. This is basically confirmed in the slide by the figures, proving a 24% increase year on year in number of users on online banking for private individuals. Again, 30% increase in number of transactions, as well as for the corporate segment, most of the service activity being developed on the platforms. In terms of payment, our letter of credit, letter of guarantees that are processed in with the digital solution interfacing the client's needs. FX transactions as well, everything that is on the capital market, more than two-thirds are basically into the digital platforms. Additionally, we leverage on new digital solutions to enhance innovative services like our cashback. As we speak, we have more than 500,000 customers enrolled into the cashback loyalty program. And we are basically in front of launching a new payment service to RoPay. All these designed to offer greater values to our customers and foster deeper engagement with the bank. To improve service quality, we've made significant advance in our contact center operation, ensuring prompt and efficient response to our customers' inquiries. In the first 9 months, we reached 98% of calls being handled and more than 80% of them being handled in the first 20 seconds. This actually great performance has been also recognized publicly by the award offered as best internal contact center for the medium size in the market this year. Simultaneously, we are optimizing our network footprint, ensuring that our physical locations are strategically placed to maximize customer convenience and reduce operational costs. We expand our 24-hour service point, providing customers with around-the-clock access to essential banking services. This basically targets both private individuals and corporate companies through machines that are actually providing and giving us the possibility to operate in the network with the cashless approach. As we speak, we actually are at 388 branches, significantly reduced since 2016, when we actually start this journey to offer best customer experience, as well as offering 24/7 access to banking points, which are now covering more than half of our network, significantly increased versus September last year. Almost 30% of the points are actually covered with this 24/7. Our commercial growth, moving to the lending slide. Our commercial growth remains robust, and this actually is confirmed by the positioning in the market. By the end of September, our market share, taking the reference point beginning of 2023, our market share in loans increased 120 basis points, reaching 10.75 at the end of September. This commercial growth in lending is supported by all the segments, retail growing 60 basis points to 14.1, corporate an amazing growth of 170 basis points, reaching 8.1 in market share, while in beginning of 23, we were at 6.5. So, very strong commercial growth confirmed by the market share, the figures compared to the market, 23% in net corporate lending, driven by both SMEs and large corporates, and a very strong lending growth in new volumes provided for the retail production. For retail loans, 11% up, while the lending corporate 23%. As well as it was mentioned by Maria at the beginning, almost 1 billion RON in the first 9 months of the year, with the bank reaching above 1.1 billion euro in sustainable financing at the end of September. While growing the lending, we also focus on growing the liquidity necessary for the lending position. In the next slide, the solid deposit growth is reflected as well in both segments, retail and corporate, growing year on year almost 8% in the deposit base. While optimizing, with the focus of optimizing the cost of liquidity, we also offer a mixed solution for asset under management for our customers, helping us to reach number one position with the BRD asset management into the market, with the market share above 22%, targeting more than 150 customers, or reaching more than 150 customers with 12 investment funds, as well as positioning, keeping our leadership position in distributing Fidelis program, 28% market share, to almost 3 billion RON in our contribution in the Romanian government bond issuance for both individuals and as well as corporate companies. I will pass the floor to Simona talking about liquidity position.
Yes, thank you. So indeed, with the growth of loans at plus 15% year on year and that of deposits at plus 8%, we see the net loan to deposit ratio growing a bit. So net loan to deposit ratio at the end of September 2024 stands close to 73%. While one year ago it was 68%, and the loans, if we look at RON foreign currency, it's rather balanced, but higher on RON with the 76% loan to deposit ratio. Liquidity position is strong, as proven by the loan to deposit ratio, but also by the liquidity indicators, supported by a high liquidity buffer covering 34% of total assets, main part of it being represented by high quality liquid assets, government bonds, the portfolio standing at 20 billion RON. This being said, I'll pass to the elements of the P&L, going first to the revenue. So as Maria and Modena detailed, we had quite an intense commercial activity during the first 9 months of the year, and the revenue, and let's say this is the main driver also and supporting factor for the revenue evolution. And the revenue is built on both its two main components, net interest income and net fees and commissions. NII, so net interest income, grew by 7.1% year on year, adding 143 million RON. In order to understand maybe better this growth, we need to look also at the subcomponents. So the interest income growth was in direct correlation with volumes expansion, printing at close to 16%, so almost 500 million RON additional. But expenses are also growing at a double pace than income, driven mainly by term deposits and real borrowing costs. As regards the net fees and commission, this grew by 6.4% year on year, implying additional 36 million RON to revenue. This intensified commercial activity is again the main driver, leading to the growth of revenues from all the transactional part involving relationship with the customer, so transfer, card, and higher penetration of packages of services support this good, favorable evolution of NFC. Additionally, some connects activities, so the lending activity and insurance, brokerage, and asset management contributed to the overall positive evolution. On the flip side, maybe the main elements that draw a bit down this growth of the net fees income is are the fees from the cash transactions due to lower volumetry mainly on the individuals on my pro. Going to the last component, smallest one of the net banking income, other income, this decreased by 10% year on year on two main elements. The one of limited provision that we have booked in Q1 and already communicated, and the result linked to the sale of the BRD Finance loans portfolio. Moving to the cost side. Overall costs are well controlled, and in order to support this, we should put aside all the external driven components, which are the contributions to the guarantee fund and resolution fund, and mainly the new tax on revenue. This I shall comment separately. So, without these external elements, total cost increased by 3.9% year on year in 9 months 24 versus 9 months 23, below the average inflation. In this regard, it is important to note that, as I told before, while we see substantial progress in reducing, taming inflation, it is still one of the, in fact, the highest in EU, so challenges for us remain. And these pressures were also reflected into our cost base, particularly important for staff costs. So as such, staff expenses rose year-on-year in 9 months by almost 7%, primarily due to higher wages and the additional benefits that were agreed under the new labor agreement. This, of course, due to the important inflation and highly competitive remaining labor market. Moving to the non-staff costs, these are very well controlled. These are rather flattish, excluding the contribution and the new tax on turnover. And this evolution reflects mainly the combined effect of three elements. Continued increase of IT expenditure to support the digital roadmap and also the maintenance of the current setup and functionalities. Also, we had some gains from sale of real estate, as we have actions to optimize this phase, and also cost savings linked to the closure of BRD Finance activity. Lastly, as I was saying, I'll comment separately this important change for our OPEX this year. The 24 million RON reduction of the cost with the contribution that you see separately here reflected was more than offset by the new tax that was introduced and that hampered, let's say, our result and the trajectory. We have almost 100 million RON of tax for 9 months. As accumulated result of all these evolutions, revenues and costs, we see revenues NBI plus 5%, OPEX plus 3.9% without this exception, this external contribution, so underlying positive jaws. The operating performance improved with GOI landing at plus 9%. As Maria was also mentioning, without the tax on turnover, and cost to income also improving, so lowering by 1.6 points to 47.5% in 9 months versus 49.1% in 9 months 2023. So this, again, without the tax on revenue. Okay, lastly, going to the net cost of risk. I'll
hand over
the floor to
Thank you, Simona. Good afternoon, everyone. So, on the cost of risk, we see a very stable evolution of our cost of risk quarter after quarter, within our risk appetite, within our guidance. Q3 is at 38 basis points, and we do maintain the guidance for the full year being less than 40 basis points. On the NPL part, we see a slight slip of the NPL, which is actually also noticeable on the market. We are confident that we will remain below the 2.5% for sure, but even to decrease from the 2.4% that we reached towards the end of Q3. Thanks to our active NPL management, and we already end of October, we have a good visibility on what we can do. So comfortable with these levels reducing, and we are also quite happy with the 79% coverage ratio that we have, which is way above the minimum average and the EU average. Maybe one comment on the fact that this 2024 year doesn't compare to 2023. And it is also because of the growth of the portfolio, it is because of the changes we've been working over the last years, that we have a more active commercial activity, so we are where we want to be in terms of cost of risk. The credit policies have remained the same. We have the same parameters in granting credit. The risk appetite has not been increased, so it's still the same risk, the ERV that you are seeing there, but with more normalized, indeed, a more normalized cost of risk, which is also something we can see in the unpaid evolution. Unpaid evolution, so all the day past dues are something which we look carefully at because they are kind of early warning indicators. And they show a very stable situation through the year. We had at the end of the quarter an increase of the unpaid absolute numbers of 7%, which is quite normal and below the growth of the portfolio. What we can remark as well is that on the secured loans, especially on the mortgage, we see that the portfolio is extremely resilient. So we see more issues on the unsecured loans, which is also due to the fact that we've increased quite a lot the consumer finance financing. But it is not reflecting a deteriorated selection of clients. It is indeed, as Simona mentioned earlier, more relating to a subdued growth perspective or reduced growth perspective and more economic situation. But nothing that we did not expect or we are not expecting to see, and we'll come back next quarter on our perspective for 2025, but this is really in line with the macroeconomic and risk scenario. On the corporate, nothing major to underline. As expected, also, we see on the very small business and on the SME part of the portfolio, it's a bit more difficult. We saw the moratorium on the agriculture, which was expected, which was also something we already had in mind last year. So no big impact on the cost of risk. And so all in all, for me, it's stable, it's as expected. So we'll see how it develops, but we are still where we want it to be. And on this, I will go back to Simona for the capital.
Yes, thank you. So indeed, to close the presentation of this very good result for 9 months, we concluded the last factor showing also the solid capital position, supporting the commercial growth and being in capacity to further support the commercial growth. In this slide, we present the evolution of the underlying capital adequacy ratio, which is close to 23% at the end of September. Underlying meaning without the impact of the regulatory treatments, which were approved in July 2024 and introduced through CRR, that have a very temporary effect. And here I refer mainly to the quick fix for the revaluation reserve for bonds that are hold to collect and sell, so with a fair value that is reported in OCI. This treatment shall end on 1st of January 2026. As such, we prefer to clearly have in mind the capital position without temporary effect, as for us the capital planning needs to cover a longer term perspective of at least 3 years. And we know in the same time that the three European supervisory authorities underline the still complex macroeconomic and geopolitical headwinds through their autumn 2024 committee report on risks and vulnerabilities in the EU financial system. Now when we look on the evolution of the capital ratio, it improved by 260 bps, and you see this in the waterfall on the graph, with three main elements contributing to such evolution. First, we had the incorporation of the 2023 profits, contributing with close to 150 basis points. Here it is important to remind that we have incorporated 50% of the 2023 profit given regulators' indication on the maximum distributable profit, as they highlighted for the entire banking system. Second, with rates on a downward trend that I've presented earlier, also the bond yields decreased with the same impact in the negative revaluation reserve, and this contributed to close to 130 basis points in the improvement of the capital adequacy ratio year on year. Lastly, you see something that might seem contradictory given the intense commercial activity, the fact that the contribution of the risk-weighted assets in the capital adequacy ratio evolution stands only at a limited 26 bps. This is because here we have the contribution of, on one side, the increase of the risk-weighted assets given the intensified commercial activity, but on the other side, the benefits brought by the SRT transaction that was concluded in Q1 with IFRS. Okay, and I think that's it, so we can...
Conclusion, very short to repeat. We are satisfied by our 9 months results, impacted by dynamic lending activity, but also dynamic activity of our clients with us, increasing, therefore, also all components of the NPI have increased. Again, very strong performance on corporate and private individuals on the loan production, very diversified and granular deposit base, mostly coming from the retail business. We are once again insisting that in total of more than 1.1 billion euro have been granted in the last 3 years to the sustainable finance direction. And by this, we have exceeded our target, which in our previous strategy, Horizon 2025, was included. The EU BRD mobile application has, in the meantime, 1.65 million users, growing constantly, and the engagement of our clients to digital channels increased too. All this led to very solid financial results, higher revenues, costs under control, despite the new tax on turnover. Asset quality remains at the level which we anticipated, which is included in our risk appetite, and the coverage ratio very high, leading to the mentioned result, net profit, and a solid ROE of 16% for the first 9 months. Liquidity, capital, and all possible other ratios very comfortable. And here I stop to give you the chance to ask questions.